The White House today is unveiling a plan to rate colleges. They're looking at things like how many students graduate and with how much student loan debt. The plan has stirred a heated debate over what this kind of system can and cannot measure. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
It's late afternoon. Most classes at Randolph College are done for the day. But students have begun gathering in the lobby of the school's elegant century-old main hall. A student taps on a piano while he and four classmates wait for their philosophy professor. After-hour sessions like these are a key feature of this small, private, liberal arts college in Lynchburg, Virginia. It markets itself nationally as a unique, nurturing community of learners, well worth the $45,000 a year in tuition, room, and board. Senior Luke Weierbach, an education major, was sold on the school's 9-to-1 student-teacher ratio after spending his freshman year at Boston University.
Half my classes had over 300 kids in it. Very rarely had my voice heard in class. It was frustrating.
But what about Randolph's steep price or the fact that students graduate with an average debt of $35,000 to $40,000? Weierbach shrugs.
Those are fair things to look at, but really what makes a college experience are the intangibles. The relationships you build with your professors, you can't really measure those.
And that, says Randolph President Bradley William Bateman, is the fatal flaw in President Obama's proposal.
The most important things about what we do are not a part of this rating system, and for the federal government to set themselves up as the arbiters of what quality higher education is, it is ridiculous and it should be resisted.
Bateman speaks for most college presidents, says David Warren, head of the 1,000-member National Association of Independent Colleges and Universities.
We believe that it is the prospective student and the parent who ought to rate an institution based on the fit that it provides that student.
Besides, says Warren, much of the information the Obama administration is calling for is already out there. True, says Ben Miller, a policy analyst with the New America Foundation.
What isn't out there is any real pressure from the federal government saying the results you're achieving aren't acceptable and we're worried about that.
Miller, who used to work at the U.S. Education Department, says the federal government sends just under $200 billion to colleges and universities every year. And yet, there's been little or no scrutiny of rising college costs, which have pushed student debt beyond the trillion-dollar mark.
The question is, should the government be aiding and abetting an institution to indebt a student in a hole that they may or may not be able to climb out of?
This really is the question the Obama administration is raising, says Miller. Take, for example, historically black colleges and universities, or HBCUs. Many have pretty low retention rates. And yet, says Miller,
the federal government gives a fair amount of money to HBCUs, but it's just sort of cutting a check.
Higher ed folks argue no two schools have the same mission or problems.
Trying to put us all in the same bucket, I think, borders on stupidity.
Claude Perkins is president of Virginia Union, an HBCU in Richmond, Virginia.
Our history is grounded in access and opportunity for people. We bet on folk. We bet on their ability to achieve. And we're not going to veer from that particular mission.
Mission trumps metrics, says Perkins, no matter what a so-called college rating system says about his or any other school. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.